tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله dear viewers of Madani channel welcome and marhaba to another wonderful episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss, we will learn more about this brilliant personality of Islam, who is the great reviver of Islam, Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And in today's episode, we are going to discuss his devotion to the beloved Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before that, let's first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this regard, there is a beautiful hadith where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. And again, once again, let's recite durood razwiya sharif. صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله. And when it comes to the devotion of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi to the beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, his love and reverence for the beloved Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم, there is a beautiful account of his Hajj, that when he went to perform Hajj for the second time, he kept reciting Salat and Salam in front of the sacred tomb till late night, with the desire of beholding the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in the first night, he was not granted this privilege to behold the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on this occasion, he wrote a famous lyric in whose opening couplet he expressed the hope of attachment with the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, "Wo su'e lalazar phirte hain." Tere din ae bahar phirte hain. Let's inshallah recite it together. Wo su'e lalazar phirte hain. Wo su'e lalazar phirte hain. Wo su'e phirte hain tere din ae bahar phirte hain tere din ae bahar phirte hain. And subhanallah, after reciting this couplet and this beautiful poetry, in the closing couplet he expressed his worthlessness in a highly appreciated way and very eloquent. And he says,
koi kyun poochhe teri baat raza, koi kyun poochhe teri baat raza, tujhse shaida hazar phirte hain, tujhse shaida hazar phirte hain.
In the second line of this couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat humbly used the word sag, meaning describing himself as a dog. However, Sage Madina, Hazrat Allama Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, he has written Shaida instead of describing the word dog. And Shaida means the one who is deeply in love. Having presented the lyric while he was sitting with deep respect for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waiting to behold and his fortune smiled as he was blessed with beholding the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his eyes in a wakeful state. May we be sacrificed on those eyes that beheld the most noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in wakefulness. He was truly blessed with this privilege that he was deeply devoted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and engrossed in his love, which is evident from his poetry, subhanallah. Now, when it comes to devotion to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has numerous benefits. It's been mentioned that the true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is he who spends his life by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam after getting rid of the love of the world, and he does not run after the world more than needed. People who prefer devotion to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the beautiful and attractive things of this world attain these great gifts, subhanallah. What are those gifts that we attain by showing devotion to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat did? Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his iman, he makes iman enter the heart of such people. Number second, that their end will be good. And another benefit we can derive from it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps such people through Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them enter paradise, which will exist forever, beneath which, you know, the rivers flow, subhanallah. Such people are called the favorite bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only are their desires fulfilled, but they also get more than their expectations. The biggest news for them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. So yes, these are some of the benefits that we derive when we truly are devoted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just follow into the example of this great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, who is one of the greatest scholar of the Islamic history, subhanallah. But look at his devotion, how he writes in his poetry, his devotion to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us some share from that love, inshallah, azawajal, and our hearts also filled with love and devotion to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. To increase this love and devotion further, let's inshallah listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is a nasiha as well for all of us to learn, inshallah, until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Zaire taiba raze pe ja kar, Zaire taiba raze pe ja kar,
tu salam unse ro ro ke kehna,
mere gham ka fasana suna kar, mere gham ka fasana suna kar,
tu salam unse ro ro ke kehna, tu salam unse ro ro ke kehna,
किस्मत पे रश्का रहा है, तू मदीने को अब जा रहा है, तेरी किस्मत पे रश्का रहा है, तू मदीने को अब जा रहा है, जाता है मुझको रुला कर। جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر.
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
السلام. جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, باادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, باادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر,
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, تو سلام
جب کہ آئے نظر پیارا کعبہ, چوم لینا نظر سے تو کعبہ, جب کہ آئے نظر پیارا مکہ, چوم لینا نظر سے تو کعبہ, ہو سکے کر تو ہر جا پہ جا کر, ہو سکے گر تو ہر جا پہ جا کر,
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
السلام. جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہو, تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو رواں ہو, جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہو, تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو کی کہانی سنا کر, میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر,
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا,
میرے آقا کے محراب و منبر, ان کی مسجد کے دیوار اور در, میرے آقا کے محراب و منبر, ان کی مسجد کے دیوار اور در, قلب کی آنکھ ان پر جمع کر, قلب کی آنکھ ان پر جمع کر,
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
السلام اپنی محبت عطا کر ان کو اپنی محبت عطا کر سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
السلام جا کر
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
میرے غم کا فسانہ سنا کر
تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام
Respected viewers of Madination, Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a son called Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. And there are certain qualities of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. He had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His blessed lineage reaches back to Prophet Sulaiman bin Dawood alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned one of his attributes in the Holy Quran. As أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكان تقيا and he was extremely fearful of Allah. Respective views of Madination, this is one of the beautiful attributes of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam mentioned in the Holy Quran that he possessed the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This very distinctive quality is present in Anbiya-i Kiram and in Awliya-i Kiram also. They have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. And this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much necessary, especially for people who are like us. we should follow the footsteps of Anbiya Ikram and Awliya Ikram. We should also have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, because this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from committing sins whenever we will step towards committing sin or think to commit sin. Inshallah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop us from committing sins. So try to develop that fear in your heart, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to this amazing kalam and this beautiful fuller and Nasiha, the clip that you were watching and listening to, subhanAllah. And now reverting back to our topic of discussion, Allah Hazrat's love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The personality of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a symbol of profound love for the exalted Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The intensity of the love of Allah Hazrat for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may be realized by reading his poetic masterpiece entitled Hadaiqe Bakshish, subhanallah. He has composed poetic lines in praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the depth of his heart that testifies to his immense love and admiration for the most exalted Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never wrote any poem in flattery of any worldly leader, because he had adopted submission and devotion solely for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his heart and soul. Allahu Akbar, such love and devotion is unheard of. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was once invited for a meal, and the food had been served, but all those who were present there were waiting for Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman to begin eating. Picking up a piece of cucumber, he ate it. Then he ate the second and the third cucumber. Following suit, the guests also stretched their hands out towards the container of cucumber, but Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stopped them and asked for all of the cucumber to be given to him. Therefore, he ate all the cucumber served on the dining mat, subhanallah. The Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would normally eat very little, but had unexpectedly eaten all the pieces of cucumber, leaving the guests astonished. When asked about eating all the cucumbers, the Honorable Shaykh explained that the first piece was bitter, and so was the second and the third. Since eating cucumber is sunnah of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this cucumber was bitter, I did not want anyone to spit out the bitter cucumber. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Mujhko meethe Mustafa ki sunnaton se pyar hai, inshallah do jahan mein apna beeda paar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at his sincere love. Allahu Akbar. Imam Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he had this true love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed a devotee like him, he likes and reveres from the bottom of his heart everything that is associated with the beloved. As Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi respected the cucumber in such a manner that he ate it despite it being bitter, just because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked it. There was a special grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon Ala Hazrat, that the style of his writing was so attractive that even reverence and the acts of showing utmost respect themselves will feel pride. Normally, he rahmatullah alayhi would respect all the great personalities from the bottom of his heart, but in the matters of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would take great care of reverence. If the element of disrespect appeared from anyone's writing or conversation, or if he feels any slight lack in the honor and glory of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam due to any word, he would immediately warn them. Furthermore, he would also avoid using such words in his writings and Natya Kalam, you know, that would show this kind of weakness. Let's inshallah listen to a faith refreshing waqia and parable. And it is stated on page number 173 of a book, Malfuzati Ala Hazrat, that has the anecdotes of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And it is published by the publishing wing of Dawat Islami, Maktabatul Madina, that once the nephew of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was relating some questions to Ala Hazrat. And those questions were asked by the people, and he was also writing these answers down. He wrote the word Allah on a card. Upon this, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, I never write the sacred words such as Allah, Muhammad, Ahmad, nor any verse ever. If I have to write Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever, I would write it in this way. Huzuri Aqdas alayhi afzalu salati wa salam. Huzuri Aqdas wa ismi jalalat, replacing the word Allah by Mawla Ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is how careful Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was. That, you know, when if it was a postcard, you know, postcards, they go from place to place, and one doesn't know that whether somebody who's handling it would handle it with respect and care. Therefore, to write the sacred names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as Muhammad and Ahmad, he wouldn't write these names, but he would replace them by the replacement of Huzuri Aqdas, O Mawla Ta'ala, O Ismi Jalalat, so on and so forth, subhanallah. That was his care that he took in preserving the dignity and the honor of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Maulana Sayyid Shah Ismail Hassan Mia rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi requested Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to write the blessed durood that also contained the words Hussein and Zahid. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi did not write both these words and explained that the word Hussein occupies a meaning of being younger, and Zahid is used for that who owns nothing. Whereas the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has full authority. And using these words in the praises of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not seem appropriate to me. Maliki kaunain hai, go paas kuch rakte nahi. Do jahan ki ne'matein hain unke khali haath mein. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, he says, you know, describing his devotion to Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that if somebody cuts my heart into two pieces, he will find La ilaha illallah on one piece and Muhammadur Rasulullah on the other. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala, his beloved son, he says,
Khuda ek par ho to ek par Muhammad. Khuda ek par ho to ek par Muhammad. Agar qalb apna dopara karu main, agar qalb apna dopara karu main, habibe khuda ka nazara karu main, dilo jaan un par nisara karu main. Khuda rabao ki dam hai labon par, khuda rabao ki dam hai labon par, dame waapsi to nazara karu main, dame waapsi to nazara karu main.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. And when you love someone, you cannot stand to listen to any words of insult or any derogatory remarks against the beloved, subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat could tolerate everything against his own personality, but he could not tolerate even a minor form of disrespect or blasphemy against the honor of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason that whenever Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would read the blasphemous statements written by the blasphemers who were actually paid to do so, tears would well up in his eyes, and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, without any care of criticism and condemnation, strongly exposed the ulterior motives of the blasphemers so that they may be diverted to writing against him in reaction rather than against the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, they would rather get busy in targeting Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala instead of having said any word of insult to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi strictly defended the attacks made against the honor and dignity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his life, so that those people could become angry with him and direct the insult sayings, the insulting sayings or writings against him. Meaning, instead of saying anything against the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would rather say things against Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. Look at the thought process. Allahu Akbar. This is a summary of his writing, that inshallah azza wa jal, I will not pay any heed to the attacks and sentences full of criticism against me. I have been assigned with this duty by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to defend the honor of the beloved Rasul and not mine. I am happy for as long as they abuse and insult me, at least then they will be heedless of slandering and picking out faults in the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The coolness of my eyes is that the respect and the honor of my father and grandfather play the role of being a shield for the honor of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the devotion. Subhanallah. He would rather take the attack upon himself, or even upon his father, grandfather. They also stood up defending the dignity and the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that was his mission. He said, I am appointed on this duty. Subhanallah. It has been stated at another place that if anyone who shows even a minor contempt towards the honor of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no matter how dear he is to you, separate yourself from him. Whenever you see anybody committing even the lightest blasphemy towards the honor and dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter how great saint he is, throw him out of your circle or gathering like a fly is taken out of milk. Subhanallah. Wahi dhoom unki hai. MashaAllah. Mit gaye aap mitane wale. Khalq to kya ki hain khaliq ko aziz. Kuch ajab bhaate hain bhane wale. کیوں رضا آج گلی سونی ہے اٹھ میرے دھوم مچانے والے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Dear viewers, nobody can deny the fact that Ala Hazrat رحمت اللہ تعالی علی was a great lover and he was a great عاشق and true devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His personality is an example of countless qualities, but after reading or listening to his writings, sometimes this evil whisper may enter our minds that the element of strictness naturally dominated his temperament. Though a lover of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a perfect saint should be of an extremely soft nature and temperament. This is only an evil whisper, because those who have intelligently studied the life history and the character of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi are fully aware of the fact that he rahimahullah was of an extremely soft temperament, though he was very strict with those who would utter wicked words in the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or would stubbornly violate the Shari commandments. Despite his strictness, it would have never been unjustifiable and inappropriate, but rather very cautious and extremely serious. And there is no doubt that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, objected to the objectionable writings of the deviant people and did not become soft against them in any way. He didn't conform to this writing, he didn't conform to this idea, and he never negotiated with them. But he never ever became uncivilized and impolite in any way at the same time. Subhanallah. That's the reason that many people wandering in the dark valleys of immorality and disbelief due to bearing malice and hatred towards the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed companions and the blessed saints rahimahumullah ta'ala, have become true lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the blessings of his writings. Yes, and he rahmatullahi ta'ala followed the same path throughout his life, which was followed by the blessed companions alim ridwan, as these blessed personalities were also very kind in general matters of to fellow Muslims. But in terms of the enemies of Allah and his beloved Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were always prepared with their unsheathed sword. Subhanallah. Muhammad ki muhabbat deen-e haq ki shart-e awwal hai, isi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch namukammal hai. Subhanallah. The writings of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, if analyzed with justice, this fact becomes obvious that he had no personal benefit at all in strongly rejecting the deviant ones and apostates. But it was the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that made him adopt this manner. Otherwise, in fact, he never took revenge from anyone due to his personal grudges, and this is a sign of perfect faith in a Muslim. It is stated in a hadith, مَنَ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. One who loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah and gives someone something for the sake of Allah and withholds something from someone for the sake of Allah, so undoubtedly he has completed his faith. Subhanallah. And all these qualities were present in the beautiful personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman. He would love those that love Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would hate those who had any malice and any hatred towards Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would bestow upon those. He would give those who were the poor ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. The underprivileged community in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who are the true devotees of Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would withhold from those who are the enemies of Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In reality, the strictness and softness of Ala Hazrat were for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Apart from the enemies of Allah and his Prophet Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he rahmatullahi ta'ala was not only himself very soft, but from time to time he would instruct others to become soft and gentle as well. Giving Madani pearls to his followers, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated that the benefits which are there in softness can never be obtained by strictness. Therefore, those who are confused and doubtful in terms of belief should be treated gently so that they could come to the right path. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Dal di qalb mein azmat-e-Mustafa, ڈال دی قلب میں عظمت مصطفیٰ حکمت اعلیٰ حضرت پہ لاکھوں سلام۔ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ Dear brothers, in the sight of a true devotee, anything that has any kind of relationship or connection with the beloved is devotional. Honorable, respectable. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, besides having love for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also had special love and devotion to those that are the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning in his lineage, the Sayyids. Allama Zafruddin Qadri Radhawi rahimahullah ta'ala has said that Sadat-e-Kiram, by virtue of having connection with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they deserve great respect, and I have found Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi acting upon this completely. And he did not view a Sayyid Sahab as his personal acquaintance or according to his competence, but he would see from this point of view that he is part of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With this devotion and concept, whatever respect of Sadat-e-Kiram is made is absolutely right. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in his Qasid-e-Nur has humbly stated, Teri nasl-e-paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai ayn-e-noor tera sab gharana noor ka. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's see how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to respect the Sadat-e-Kiram and those that are from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Allama Zafruddin Al-Qadri rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that Mawlana Noor Muhammad and Mawlana Sayyid Qanaat Ali both would gain Islamic knowledge in the company of Ala Hazrat. And once Mawlana Noor Muhammad rahimahullah, by taking the name of Sayyid Sahib, he called out, Qanaat Ali, Qanaat Ali, just usually as he would call him. When the true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, heard this, he did not like that the name of the son of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be called out like this. He immediately sent someone to call Mawlana Noor Muhammad and said, by making an individual effort, that is this the way to call a Sayyid Sahab? Have you ever heard me calling them out like this? I am the teacher. Even then, I have never used such words in this manner. Having heard this, Mawlana Noor Muhammad felt deeply ashamed and lowered his eyes regretfully. Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala said, go, and from now on, be careful. Again, let's recite together.
Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka, subh taiba mein hui batta hai bada noor ka.
Sallu al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was invited to a religious gathering in some area of Bareilly Sharif. The devotees, they arranged a palanquin for comfortable ride, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got onto the palanquin, and four laborers picked it up on their shoulders and started to walk. After they had moved just a few steps, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he called out, stop the palanquin. And the palanquin was stopped. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi immediately got off and humbly asked the laborers, tell me truthfully, which one of you is a Sayyid? I feel the fragrance of the exalted Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Stepping forward, one of the laborers said, yes, I am a Sayyid. No sooner had he completed his sentence when the great Imam of the era, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, took off his Imama Sharif, his turban, and put it at the feet of the Sayyid. Then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali begged with tears trickling from his eyes that, "Honorable Prince, forgive this mistake of mine. I have unintentionally made this mistake. How dreadful it is. I rode on the shoulders of a prince whose blessed slippers are the majestic crown of my head. If on the day of judgment the exalted Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me, 'O Ahmad Raza, were the delicate shoulders of my son for bearing the burden of your palanquin?' Then what reply would I give, and how great an insult it will be to my claim of love for the exalted Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" After obtaining a verbal forgiveness from the prince several times, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali expressed his last desire, and he said that, "O Prince," addressing the Sayyid Sahab, "that the only way to compensate for what I have done unknowingly is that now you must sit in the palanquin and I would carry it on my shoulders." Upon hearing that, people's eyes welled up with tears, and some of them even screamed emotionally out of, you know, deep emotion, "Allahu Akbar." Despite his repeated refusal, the laboring prince had to get on the palanquin. What a great heart-rending scene it was, subhanallah. The grand Imam of Ahle Sunnah sacrificed the glory of his bestowed knowledge and worldwide fame at the feet of an unknown laborer who happened to be from the progeny of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at his humility in the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his love and devotion. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, by the sadaqah of the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learned by a specific fragrance that there is a Sayyid among those who were carrying this palanquin on their shoulders. People who were present there, they were witness to this outstanding expression of love that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has displayed, whose rank is so high that renowned Islamic scholars of Arab and non-Arabs alike would take his bayah, considering his company a great honor, seek permission to narrate hadith from him, and testify that he was the reviver of the time, a perfect saint and lover of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had expertise in approximately 50 sciences and arts, and who had accomplished a translation of the Holy Quran by the name of Kanzul Iman, and he has written Fatawa Radwiya, consisting of over 20,000 pages within 30 volumes, covering 206 booklets and adorned with 6,847 questions and answers, is the evidence of his scholarly status and rank, whose vastness of knowledge and eloquence are openly talked about everywhere, who in brief period of 2 days, in a state of being ill, wrote a researched book like Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah Bil-Maddatil Ghaybiyah, and produced heaps of evidence for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's knowledge of the unseen. And he responded to the enemies of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was also appreciated by the Islamic scholars of Haramain Sharifain. Allahu Akbar. Today, the same Imam, being the image of devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, humbleness and humility, openly begging for forgiveness from a Sayyid, and instead of sitting himself in the palanquin, he got Sayyid Saab to sit in the palanquin and carrying its weight on his shoulders. Moreover, from the manner of Allah's practice, who, you know, that we have just learnt about, in this Madani pearl, we learn that it is contrary to the honor, it is contrary to the honor of Sadat-e-Kiram to call them out by their names, just like that. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would consider it disrespectful. Even if any of his family and friends made this kind of a mistake, he would get angry and would instruct them to have respect for Sadat-e-Kiram thereafter. Subhanallah. Just ponder. One who has so much regard for the love and devotion and honor of Sadat-e-Kiram, so how deep love he would have with the master of all Sayyids, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When someone falls in love with someone, and then the love and the, you know, the, its requirements, you know, if you love someone, there are certain requirements that you must fulfill in order to express your love, to bring it to fruition. So if you love someone, then the lover very often uses poetry to express his sincere feelings and to praise his beloved, as one can express his feelings very well through poetry. And Sayyidi Al-Azd rahmatullahi ta'ala was that lover who expressed his love in the language of poetry. And that's the reason Al-Azd rahmatullahi ta'ala also adopted the way of Natiya Kalam in poetry to express his love. Hadaiq-e Bakhshish, a Natiya collection filled with deep love, is a great achievement of Al-Azd's poetry. And every couplet written by His Eminence is absolutely according to the Sharia. And usually every kalam of Al-Azd and his Natiya collection has become very famous, mashallah. But in particular, the respect and the rank which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed to his salam, which is known as Salam-e Raza. And the beginning verses of this salam is Mustafa Jane Rahmat Pilako Salam, Shame Bazme Hidayat Pilako Salam, has no equal at all, subhanAllah. That's why from different points of view, books and booklets are still being written in the praise of Hadaiq-e Bakhshish and Salam-e Raza. Children, people in their old age, youth, men and women all recite this salam with great honor and respect, subhanAllah. What a genius. And this is how he has spread the fragrance of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all corners of the world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.